Hosanna to our King.
Jesus Christ is Messiah.
He is Savior.
He is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna to our King.
Hosanna. The word itself means save us. And that's what the people were shouting that day. Save us, Jesus, from Rome, from poverty, from the unknown. Save us. My name is Cleopas. My friend and I traveled down the road from Emmaus to Jerusalem long before to find out if the rumors were true, to see if this man was the Messiah, God's promised one.
And so we waited on the side of the road that morning, hoping, praying that Jesus would at last bring freedom. I am from Magdala. I am known simply as Mary. So many times I had heard Jesus say that the truth would set us free. Your faith has saved you, he assured me. He assured all of us. But now
we wondered why he didn't save himself. Why he didn't confront the Jewish rulers who were plotting against him. My name is Thomas, and I've been following him for 3 years. Since the very first day, Jesus defied the established authority of our world. He told us, the first shall be last. In weakness, we are strong. And in dying, we shall live. If only I could be strong like Peter. If only I could understand like John and James. But now, my faith was crumbling. I tried to remember that first day that he called my name. Thomas.
Mary.
Cleopas.
Follow me.
And so we follow him into Jerusalem and all of the darkness and violence of the days that followed.
Tables in the temple were overturned. Promises made in an upper room became betrayals and denials. And in a garden, a prayer of surrender prefaced the arrest of an innocent man.
A midnight trial gave way to another at dawn. A mob, blinded by fear and suspicion, called for his execution, and Jesus Christ was sentenced to die.
He was led to a dark street called the Via Dolorosa, the road of sorrows, the way of suffering.
And so Jesus began his final journey on the road that would lead to his death.
On his back, he carried 2 rough beams of wood and the sins of a lost and grieving world.
Ended at Golgotha, the place of the skull, and there Jesus was nailed to the cross. With each blow of the hammer, he took our pain upon himself. With each cry of agony, he bore our suffering.
cross was raised, I heard his dying voice call out to a seemingly empty sky. It was a love song to the world he was dying to save. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing.
Hour, Jesus breathed his last, saying, "It is finished." Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul.
Gathered in an upper room where Jesus told us, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Jesus had laid down his life for us. Jesus had loved us with a love greater than the world had ever known. But now it was over.
Suddenly, violently, inexplicably, it was over. His body was taken from the cross and wrapped in fresh linen. I watched as his lifeless body was carried down the same road he had walked just hours earlier. It was placed into a new tomb, and a large stone sealed the entrance.
And it was over. His voice silenced. His words of life now as cold and still as the grave in which he lay. I was broken,
grieving,
lost, and without direction. So I made preparations to return home to Emmaus.
I found a dark room on the outskirts of town to pray.
I began to prepare spices so I might anoint his body.
And then the third day dawned.
The road to the garden tomb was not long, nor was it rough, but I found the journey more difficult than the climb up Golgotha to his cross, for this time I was coming to say my last goodbye. But all at once, I saw the tomb. The stone was rolled away. The body was gone. "They have taken my Lord," I sobbed. And suddenly, There was a man who asked me why I cried, and then he called me by name, Mary. Go find my brothers, he said, and tell them I am returning to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Who but you could breathe in me the trail of galaxies and dream of me? What kind of love is writing my story till the end with mercy's pen? Oh, me. Thank you. Jesus is alive, I cried. He's alive. I ran to tell his disciples. I ran to tell those who believed in him and those who didn't believe him. Jesus is alive. I have seen the Lord.
That's what Mary had said over and over again. My companion and I had barely left for Emmaus on the road to Jerusalem when we heard the news. Discarded burial cloth, a huge stone displaced, angels who appeared as lightning. Who could believe such things? But as my friend and I discussed the morning's events, a stranger suddenly appeared with us. We never thought to ask his name, perhaps because the road felt especially rough that day, or our minds were filled with questions and doubts. But then he opened the scriptures, and our hearts began to burn. Later, he broke bread at our table, and our eyes were opened, and we recognized him. It was Jesus, resurrected, glorified, alive. He had been walking with us the entire time, and I knew that he would walk with me from that day forward.
The road we walk is hard. It steals our dreams and leaves us scarred. Convincing us our faith is cold and dead. Distracted by the dusty rubble, stumbling on our fears, we struggle to see the distant light that lies ahead. So far away from home, you remind me not alone. You open my ears and I hear your voice. The truth is alive, breaking through the noise. All at once my heart is burning, hosts returning with the morning light. And suddenly my eyes begin to see. You are walking with me. You are walking with me.
You're faithful to the end.
With each step we are more certain that we must walk by faith and not by sight. When I feel that no one hears my prayer, I remember you're always there. You open my ears and I hear your voice. The truth is alive, breaking through the noise. All at once my heart is burning, hope returning with the morning light. And suddenly my eyes begin to see. You are walking with me.
The world behind me.
Begun our trip back to Emmaus when we heard the news. We went to the disciples and found them in the upper room and told them all that we had seen and heard, how we walked with him and how we believed when we saw him break the bread.
It is true. The Lord has risen. That's all I seemed to hear that week. From Cleopas and his friend on the Emmaus Road, from Mary and the others at the garden tomb, from my own brothers. They claimed Jesus had appeared among them. "We have seen the Lord," they cried. But I was not on the road, or at the tomb, or in the upper room, and I stubbornly refused to believe what I could not see. And then, in an upper room, behind locked doors, Jesus appeared to all of us, saying, "Peace be with you." And he turned to me and said, "Thomas, put your finger here. Reach your hand up and place it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." "My Lord," I cried, "and my God." That's what my Lord told me that day in the upper room, and my life was forever changed. Jesus told us, "Stop doubting and believe." I had my Lord who saw the tomb of stone, for I've witnessed the wound in his hands. Oh, he has thrown. I believe when I fail, his grip that I take. The road may be rough, the journey long, when storms rage about, there is peace in his will. And though I doubt, I can still believe. Miracles will happen. I believe promises come true.
Passageway that leads from a garden tomb into a morning that would light the entire world. Jesus walked them all in obedience, knowing that with each path, he was closer to fulfilling his Father's plan of redemption for us all. And to those standing on the sides of the road, he gave strength to follow him and believe. And what a transformation that first Easter. Mary ran into the streets to tell everyone she met of the life-saving news of the resurrection. Cleopas turned around on the road to Emmaus and rushed back to Jerusalem, announcing to everyone that he had recognized his risen Savior. And Thomas, at last, having his doubts forever changed into fierce faith, unlocked the door, descended the stairway from the upper room, and boldly proclaim to the world, my Lord and my God. Their stories call out to each one of us standing on the edge of the road today. They remind us that the longest road is the one between the cross at Calvary and to the rest of the world. Now, our risen Lord, he's calling out to one of us, each one of us, this day, this very moment, what will your answer be?
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back.